You are listening to WJRE 24.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Matt.
And I'm Alexander Andrews.
The name of our show today is, this is the name of the playlist that we had today. It's called DFAs, More Like NFAs, which is a reference to the exam that Alex has tomorrow.
Yeah, and you have it next week?
Next Friday. We're in the same CS class, but we have different sections, so our exams are different days, so.
Tuesday, Thursday for the win.
Yeah, well.
Thursday night test.
Oh, it's at night?
Yeah, seven to nine.
2 hours.
Yeah.
That's fun. How do you feel? Do you feel ready?
I'm not entirely sure. There's like a lot of it I do know, but there's also like the few tricky parts, like the pumping lemma.
That's tricky.
That's a little tricky. So I don't know. I don't know how complex it's going to be.
Do you know what the difference between a DFA and an NFA is?
Well, a DFA. Well, there's NFAs and then ENFAs. Those are also two different things. So we're going to just talk about ENFAs. And so a DFA is a simple system that takes in a string of input one at a time, and you have a defined alphabet. And then with that alphabet, you traverse through a set of nodes to return either true or false. Now, you need a outline for every single, like a line, a path for every single letter in the alphabet. With an NFA, you don't. Instead, the machine dies.
Yeah, it's a deterministic finite automata and a non-deterministic finite automata. Anyways,
okay.
Sorry to bore you guys with our CS knowledge over here. We got some good music for you guys tonight. A good mix of things.
I haven't looked at you yet.
I haven't looked at yours yet, so oh. I guess we'll find out.
So I guess you have a good mix? Did you put on a good mix?
I think it's a pretty good mix. Yeah, it's some more upbeat stuff, some more chill stuff, but we'll all right. I think it's all really good.
Yeah, hopefully.
We're going to start off with one of your songs, Alex.
Oh, which one?
Blue Ridge Mountains, I think it's called.
Oh, that's a chill song.
Oh, boy, all right.
This song makes me think of, like, the desert. Kind of like Or Horse With No Name, but more country-like.
All right. So interesting. I have a song called Oceans on here, so we got the ocean and the desert.
Oh, nice. But this isn't actually about it's probably about the Blue Ridge Mountains in Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure it's a national park. No, that's the Smoky Mountains. Maybe it's the Blue Ridge Mountains. I don't know. One of them.
We'll get back to you on that. In the meantime, enjoy the song Blue Ridge Mountains by Fleet Foxes.
Now watch as Matt Gerber fades my voice out of your ears and into the oblivion.
I love you, oh brother of mine.
Hello, we're back. That was Blue Ridge Mountain by Fleet Foxes. It's a song I enjoy.
Yeah, I enjoyed it quite a bit too. Gave me some like Mumford and Sons vibes almost.
Yeah, it's the indie country kind of folky music.
Yes. We're gonna keep things going with the next song, which is called Art Exhibit by Young the Giant. This is off their third album called Home of the Strange, which I think is their best album.
How many albums do they have?
Four.
Four albums, and so their second album. Third album.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
From 2016. And this is one of the last songs in the album. It's called Art Exhibit. And I really enjoy it, and I hope you do too. Here it is.
I'm on my back.
And we are back. Once again, that was Art Exhibit by Young the Giant.
I enjoyed that song. That's actually very much in theme of the last song.
Yes. Yes, it was. Too bad none of my other songs fit this nice vibe we're going here. A lot of them are pretty...
It's okay.
A little more upbeat. But yeah. The good stuff we got coming. What about you, Alex? What do you want to play next?
Well, let me look at the playlist real quick, because I don't even have it open yet. But I just learned something weird. Well, first off, shout out to your brother.
Yes, shout out to you, Mike. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Subscribe to us on YouTube and whatever other platforms we're on.
I don't think we're on any platforms.
That's a little bit unfortunate. But you know that Giant now has like these tall robot things that...
Really?
Yeah.
Our Giant. The Giant in Forks.
Yeah.
Right?
Forks County. I don't know if it's a town or if it's a county, but it's Forks County. But they like it's like this tall gray robot, and apparently it reports spills and stuff, and Giant just put them in 172 locations.
Wow.
We're not endorsing Giant. I don't shop there, but...
you haven't seen these things in real life?
No, I saw someone on someone's Snapchat, so we live in a communicated life, and then I Googled it on the WashingtonPost.com.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. You'll have to go there. Yeah, I usually don't do my shopping there. Over the summer, I lived here, and I did some shopping at Giant, but I guess I don't really do food shopping during the semester.
I like to go to Aldi.
Oh, Aldi's nice.
Aldi's, I like Aldi.
It's good. You got good deals over at Aldi.
All right. Let's play... I Love How You Love Me by Jeff Mangum. The Barley Blur might be a better tune, but I think I want to play I Love How You Love Me.
All right. So this is I Love How You Love Me by Jeff Mangum. Here it is.
I hope you enjoy.
That was a cute little song called I Love How You Love Me by Jeff Mangum. Is that a live recording, Alex?
Yeah, I think the whole album is recorded live.
Interesting.
But it's not like, you know, a lot of times when you have live albums, it's like, this album is live. It doesn't say that, though.
The album is actually called Live at Jittery Joe's.
Oh.
them.
Well, the song, you know, the song doesn't say live at, like, you know, when you go to, like, Taylor Swift's premiums album, like the extended albums. Mm,
you listen to those Taylor Swift extended albums?
Yeah, I've listened to every single Taylor Swift song.
All right. I like Taylor Swift. I think her old stuff is good. I don't like her new stuff, but
I don't know. I think there's a good mix in there. There's some good stuff, some stuff. But maybe we'll play some Taylor Swift next time. Get a little mainstream stadium stacking.
Oh, boy. Wow. I can't wait for next week.
Next week, Taylor Swift.
I love Taylor Swift. I'm trying to figure out what this album cover is. It's like...
I believe it is two people having sex.
Oh. All right. Really? You think so?
Well, because like... Well...
I thought it was like... some sort of like an elephant's leg. It's just that's a weird silhouette.
That's what I thought at first too, like a camel. But look at this.
Well, you don't. You're probably not allowed to do this on the air.
No. See, you can kind of see a line that is where a kneecap would be. See where that kneecap might be down at the very bottom of that guy, and then you know this is the hip area.
Sure. Okay.
That's why it's dark there.
I think we're good, Alex. I don't want to. We got to stay within FCC rules here. So.
Well, we're not describing anything. I'm just describing lines.
Okay.
Don't look at the album art. It's inappropriate.
I think it's up to interpretation is really what it is. So maybe. If you want to have a look, it's the album Live at Jittery Joe's by Jeff Mangum.
I just fucked this up.
Call it. If you have a strong opinion on what the...
Yeah, hit the back button a whole bunch of times. There we go. All right, we'll be good. Also, I didn't even finish that word. I said...
Okay. Anyways, sorry for that. If you have a strong opinion on what the album cover is, give us a call. Actually, our number is 610-330-5316.
You got to keep it clean, though.
Yeah, you're telling them, Alex. You got to keep it clean.
Man, it's just... Now, this... My vocab isn't very expansive, you know. I default to a couple set of words, and one of them is not FCC approved. That's also another one of my words, is FCC approved. I say that all the time.
Anyways, moving on to our next song. Alex, you ever watch a YouTube video or, I don't know, any other place where you have an advertisement and you see the advertisement and you're like, who are these for? Like, who do they really work? Everyone just skips the ad.
Oh, I guess they're Ford commercials where like, oh, what car has all these features? Powered windows. Every car is since like 96.
I just feel like I'm on YouTube a lot and I just see so many advertisements and I'm like,
you don't have ad block?
I don't have ad block. No. Because I like to support the creators that I watch on YouTube.
So. Oh, that's very good of you. You know, I have ad block. I'll turn off ad block for certain people I really like, but most of the time it's on.
Yeah, people don't really get paid if you use ad block.
Yeah, that's what they say.
But once in a while there's an ad that gets me.
Yeah.
And this next song is because the music video was... just played in front of a video that I was watching on YouTube.
It was a music ad.
Yeah.
And
it was
okay.
Like, hey, check out our band. Here's our song. And there was a song. So I'm going to be playing the song All Shine No Silver, which is from the band The It City. This is just a single they put out.
Okay.
What's
the album art look like?
The album art this was the music video actually that was playing.
Oh, that's a little weird looking. It's very interpretive.
It's like four guys.
Bodies.
Yeah. Well, and then their heads are all like disco balls, but they're different colors. There's four of them.
Yeah.
It's what
in
the
a square
music
arrangement.
Video, it makes sense if you watch the video. Anyways, this song is called All Shine, No Silver. Hope you enjoy it. And here it is.
Let's go.
Shine with the cries of the old and sick. You stick to the body.
And welcome back. I thought that song was pretty all right. Yeah, turn me up. There we go. Now I can hear myself. Yeah, I thought that song was pretty all right.
Yeah, I dig it quite a bit. That was All Shine No Silver by The It City. They have one other song on Spotify. So if you like that, I guess go check out their other song on Spotify. They have two songs out, and one of them is from 2017, and that one, the new one, was from, it's new, so it's from this year.
Brand new. Or you want to do a PSA? I can read one real quick.
Yeah, go for it, Alex.
All right. Okay. This is a 60-second PSA, but it's like really not that long compared to like the 30-second one, so I don't know. When experiencing depression, I couldn't get out of bed or focus. My goals and dreams drifted away. I got my life back through the help of a support group of people who had been where I was. They helped me see that my life wasn't limited, that I could still achieve my dreams. 50,000 people find compassion and encouragement at their local Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance support groups. Visit supporthelps.org. That is supporthelps.org. Or call 800-826-3632 to learn more. If we've been there, we can help.
Nice job, Alex. You think I should do one too, maybe? Or
no, that was a 60-second PSA, according to that.
All right.
I don't think it took a whole
minute.
I guess
you just don't want me to read one, Alex.
Well, because I don't want to feel like ashamed when people can't hear you breathe, and for a reason they can hear me breathe. I don't know. Focusing on breathing too much. But it does make your voice sound better when you do, I think. Well, I don't know about for me, but I can make my voice very gravelly and deep for all you listeners.
Turning this into an ASMR show?
Yes.
Ever watch ASMR, Alex?
I have a little bit.
Oh, God. For those of you who are... Dan, I just banged my laptop charger against the table. For those of you who are unaware, ASMR is... Well, what does it stand for? Let me see.
Audio stimulating mucus relief.
Nope. You want to try again? I got it up now.
Well, it's definitely like audio stimulation, right?
No.
Oh. Whatever.
Autonomous sensory
mucus relief?
Nope. Meridian response. It's basically like these videos and things like that you watch on YouTube where they like...
Or, you know, you can find paper. Other noises without videos.
Okay, yeah.
You know, it's an audio format. Not
sure.
Really, yeah.
But you listen to it with headphones and it's supposed to relax or, I don't know, stimulate the brain, I guess. It's kind of neat.
Like cutting noises. I don't really dabble in the ASMR, so.
Yeah, I don't think we have good enough microphones for it. I think just have really good microphones. This one might do it up here.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's pretty.
That
good.
Was pretty cool. That was tape.
That was tape.
Wow,
that's some real.
That sounded like something, some sort of sci-fi type sound effect.
Oh. Yeah, it does sound kind of nice in that microphone. I like that.
Next week, just sound effects, no music.
We're just gonna bring a lot of different things and bang them. Oh, I have this long pair of tweezers, and when I recorded this last night because I was really bored, and I twanged them, and my microphone, it made a nice bassy sound.
Oh. You making SoundCloud songs again?
Yeah, I was trying to do like a rhythmic, like a infinite loop sample inspired by some guy who does them, and it's, I don't know really what it's called, but basically you take audio samples, slow them down, so like you take a piano riff and you slow it down, and you play two different ones that are of different length.
Mm-hmm.
And then over time, they become desynced, and they don't, and like things don't match up, and then they come back together. I don't know what it's called, but if you look up destructive loops, you'll find the guy who actually does them. And there's when he was trying to re-record them, his loops started to decay because they're all like 30 years old, and it makes a cool looking noise.
The disintegration loops.
Yeah, the disintegration loops.
This is an album, actually.
Yeah.
By William Basinski.
Yeah, I don't know if he's the original guy who does it, but like, yeah, I mean, he's the Disintegration Loops guy and whatever kind of music he makes. I was going to try and do something with that, but I just didn't really have enough inspiration. I gave up pretty quickly.
Wow, this album is like 4 hours long.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like songs that are probably like 30 minutes long in there.
He's an American avant-garde composer. All right, well, next week we'll have maybe some homemade music by Alex.
Yeah, well, we have never played my rap song, but I also curse on my rap song, I think.
Mm, yeah, you should release a radio edit so we can play that on the show.
I no longer have the original files. That was a one-off recording, sort of like Soulja Boy's, the song where he's like, Superboy, and go! That song no longer has the original because that was on the trial version of Fruity Loops Studio. But that was not on the trial version of Fruity Loops Studio. That was on the recording studio where we actually have licensed products.
Right. Next up, we got a song by the band Better Oblivion Community Center. I think band, is that what they are? I don't know. Alex, this is one of your songs.
I believe they're a band.
All right.
I think they're a band. What's the song title?
The song is called...
Oh, I know which one this one is.
It's called Dylan Thomas.
Dylan Thomas, who was the famous thing you probably heard is "Do Not Go Quietly Into the Night."
Oh, yeah,
that's Dylan Thomas.
They say that in Interstellar, which is one of my favorite movies. They quote that.
Yeah, go fighting. Do not like let out your dying last breath. Yeah, he was very much a mortalist. I don't know if that's the official word, but you know that's what he was into. But why don't we get it started? We've been talking for a little while.
All right, here it is.
Yeah.
And we are back. Once again, that was Dylan Thomas by Better Oblivion Community Center.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. When you bought these tickets, did you mail them to yourself?
No, they're... you know what, actually? I didn't buy the tickets. My friend Alex bought them. Oh, so okay. I don't think she mailed them to herself. But
no, it says delivery, standard mail. And I don't want to mail them to myself.
Is there another option, delivery?
Well, like, you got three-day business, $14.50. Or two-day business, $18.50. for I think that's like 2 weeks away. That's not over spring break, right?
No, it's actually the week we get back from spring break. We're in the process of buying tickets to the Mom Jeans show, which is going to be in Bethlehem in the end of March, for all of you lovely listeners out there.
Show up if you want to see us in person. We'll sign. Yeah,
we'll do a little meet and greet outside the Mom Jeans concert for all of you fans of the show.
I'll probably be the one who's probably like headbanging the most, like excessively headbanging, and at some point I'll reach down and I'll punch the ground a whole bunch because I saw some guy do that in a heavy metal show, and it's the funniest thing I ever saw, and I just like doing it.
We don't have our own merch, so we'll be signing the Mom Jeans merch.
Or any merch. Just bring. Actually, we could sell you merch. We'll sell you a PSA with a piece of paper written on it, and we'll sign it.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll bring some PSAs that we have read on air, just like this one that I'm about to read, Alex, because we're actually supposed to do three of these an hour.
So. Oh, here, use this one, so that way we have more PSAs to sign.
All right, here we go. Center for Disease Control and Prevention.
CDC.
Sure. Let's see. This is about hepatitis B. And this is about AAPI hepatitis B and testing event. Did you know that 1 in 12 Asian Americans have hepatitis B, but most don't know they are infected? If you or your parents were born in Asia or the Pacific Islands, CDC recommends you get tested for hepatitis B. Join us on... Oh, this does not have any information on it. Join us on day of week, month, and day from... it says x a.m. to x p.m. at event address / location for a free / low cost test. It could save your life. Okay, we're gonna read a different one because this one actually has no information. Sorry for that. This is from the American Red Cross. I think I read one of these last week. We're gonna read a different one. This is about volunteering. Oh. Do you like volunteering, Alex?
I'm not, like, if someone asks me to go volunteer with them, I will, but I don't go out of my way to volunteer.
I think if someone has to ask you to volunteer, I don't think that's volunteering.
Well, like, I don't know. Like, because it's just, like, I don't go, I will do it. I don't mind doing most of it, but, like, it's just like, oh, do I want to, I don't look up volunteering opportunities. I guess that's the main thing. I don't look up volunteering opportunities.
Well, you want one right now from the Red Cross? Because I got one.
Okay,
I got
one here. Sure.
A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families, but we can change that, Alex.
Yeah, we can. Change that. We can.
The American Red Cross is working to reduce the number of fire deaths and injuries in Easton. Working with volunteers, we are visiting homes to install smoke alarms, replace smoke alarm batteries, and help families develop an escape plan. We can't do it without your help, Alex. It says that on here. It says Alex.
Oh, cool.
Join the fire prevention campaign. Visit redcross.org to volunteer today.
I'm really excited about walking into random people's houses and playing with their smoke alarms. That sounds like a lot of fun, actually.
So that was it for PSAs tonight, because, I don't know. We have a few on here, but we got to save them. I got to print more out. I only printed like five out, so I don't want to run through them all, you know, just a few weeks.
We can always play some audio PSAs.
That's true. We do have a lot of PSA CDs here, including one. You know what? I'm going to tease it for next week. We'll do it next week. On food safety education, featuring none other than Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Wow.
Who apparently know a lot about food safety education.
That's exactly what I want. Also, I was never into Alvin and the Chipmunks.
It says the spot expires 10/31/2016, so maybe we won't be
playing. That's really old. But
food safety education, unlike food, doesn't expire.
Oh. Well, certain practices do. Like, yeah. You know, back in the day, you'd be like, oh, if you put the wort juice on it, it's good forever.
Put it in the ice box.
Yeah.
No, but, okay, so maybe we won't.
Well, maybe we can ask for an updated one. We can find it online.
Or we will, if we can't do that, we'll read a PSA in chipmunk voices for all of you guys.
Well, do we have audio editing software?
Maybe. We'll take a look.
I don't really know how the audio stream on this works. Is there a way to pre-process our voices before sending it to the outbound?
I don't know. Maybe we'll just pre-record something.
Yeah, that's a lot of pre-thought.
So back to the music, which is, I know why everyone's here. Maybe. Or maybe they're just here for our
dashing good looks.
So let's see, what do I want to do next here? Next I'll be playing a song by Halsey, which is everyone knows Halsey, right? Alex, you know Halsey, right?
I don't personally know Halsey.
No, I mean that would be pretty cool, but she's got a lot of hits on the radio. She's currently the number 17th most popular artist on Spotify, so she's up there. She was featured on the song Closer by the Chainsmokers. Everyone knows that one.
I know that song. But these other songs, I don't recognize.
You don't know Without Me or...
Not to my knowledge.
Bad at Love, that's another good one.
I think I've heard Bad at Love.
Anyway, so this is one of her first songs. This is from 2015. It's on her EP called Room 93. And it's the first song off that EP, an EP that I really like, and it is called Is There Somewhere, and we hope you enjoy it.
Yes, we do.
So here it is.
Didn't mean to fall in love tonight. You're looking like you fell in love tonight. Could we pretend that we're in love?
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, that was Is There Somewhere by Halsey. What do you think, Alex?
I thought it was pretty chill. It was chill. It was chill music.
That's how you describe like most of the songs I play.
Maybe just because your music taste is inferior. I don't know. It was all right. It wasn't exactly inspiring.
That's it. That's all I gotta say.
Okay. Yeah.
Look distracted. What are you doing?
I have to go do some, you know, do some things that lead for me to get multiple $12 deposits into my Venmo right now. But I will introduce our next song, which is my last song, and then I'll be out.
Oh, you're leaving. You're just
gonna leave. Well, look, it's 9:50. After my song, it'll be like 9:54, and you know, you need some solo time on the mic.
You won't just you we 10 minutes. You won't stay the rest of the show.
Well, like the person is who I need to go meet with is they're going out. There's like a AGD. I have a crush on you event, and I think they're going to it. But anyway, this song, the Barley Blur, O with a apostrophe over top of it, and Bellows cover, and it's Y ? O Bellows, and Moline Expanded is the album. So this is. I guess O and Bellows, and Bellows is a really good band, covering a song by Y, also a good band. It's kind of, it's strangely rappy, but also at the same time, they don't do rap. Like one song, he's like, oh, I'll never be a rapper star. But then he, in other songs, he's doing that. So I don't really know. Good song by Y also is The Vowels. I really enjoy that, but I think it's NSFW.
This is a lot to type, Alex. There are a lot of people in the song. I do not know how to do the O with the apostrophe on top.
Just write an O.
It's just an O. Let's see. Bellows?
Yeah, Bellows. Okay. I have a Bellows t-shirt.
I didn't know we were... Okay, all right.
All right, well, I'm out.
Alex is leaving early, I guess.
I'm leaving early.
Okay.
No, I enjoy the radio show, but sometimes I just gotta leave.
Duty calls. All right. Well, good luck with that. Good luck with your exam tomorrow. All right. Actually, I'll see you in the morning. I'll see you at class.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I do. If everyone out there can, I don't know, throw some money in a wishing well for me, wear your pants on backwards, like, no, your pajamas on backwards and throw ice in the street, that'd be great.
Throw ice in the street, Alex. I think there's enough ice in the street. All right. Here is The Barely Blur by... Y? ? O with an apostrophe on top. And Bellows. Here it is.
Schematic.
Once again, that was The Barely Blur by Y.O. and Bellows. Thank you for everyone tuning in tonight. This has been, well, we don't actually have a name for the show yet, but you have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Matt, Alex left, and our last song of the night is called Oceans. It's by Mr. Wives, which is a band that I really like. This is from their first album, which is called, what is this one called? Our Own House. It's from 2015. And it's an album that I really like, and this is a song that I think is really good, and it's a good way to end a radio show. So here it is. Oceans by Mr. Wives. Tune in next week for more good songs and maybe some interesting PSAs. But until then, have a great week, and we'll see you then.
just